Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Joe Rose Show. Holly with Dono and Vlad in for Joe here this morning. Man, oh man, Derek Carr getting it all stirred up here on the text machine, Dono. I didn't realize Derek Carr was this polarizing.
He is polarized. Well, no, it's funny because Derek Carr, he's been with the Raiders for so long. He's kind of like their Ryan Tannehill when it comes to the polarizing narratives. Yeah. Like, I think it's very split over there. And listen, man, I may or may not have been trolling a little bit when I said I would make that deal
to a second round pick for
Derek Carr.
Chris Greer would not make that deal, and that's kind of all that matters here. But
well, I don't think Chris Greer can make that deal because isn't his – basically, his tenure now is sink or swim with Tua.
Yes. Because he's all in. No question.
At this point, I think the only outcome for him to stay on his perch is for Tua to succeed. Because if Tua doesn't succeed, that's probably the end of his tenure. And if he were to deal away Tua, you're kind of admitting you failed with Tua, and that's kind of the end of his tenure.
So. I think it's funny because, like, we get back-to-back texts that come in here. This guy says, Carr has done what? What are his stats? What team has he taken anywhere? No, sir. And then another guy who, by the way, I appreciate when you disagree with what, you know, one of us has said and you start your text or finish your text with an insult. Mm-hmm. So this guy tells me after all these years, I know nothing about sports. Amazing. Which is, I appreciate that, right? I appreciate that. And
he knows nothing about traffic, but he does know some things
about
sports.
That is true. But it's a lengthy text that ends with this guy saying Carr is at least twice better than Tua. Period. Whoa. Period. Donovan says. Jeez. He says it with an emphasis. Maybe you should use an exclamation point. But he's twice better than Tua. What are you, nuts?
Listen, man.
What is this guy talking about? Derek Carr's never been mentioned in any conversation.
You wildin'. You are wildin' right now.
What?
He was an MVP candidate.
Who?
until he got hurt.
Tua.
No, I'm talking about Derek Carr.
So was Tua.
What?
Tua was
an MVP
candidate.
Wait. When was Derek Carr an MVP candidate?
The year when they went. They were 12-3 and he broke his shoulder.
When the hell was
or
that?
Or they were like 11-3. This was like, 7 years ago?
Yeah, that's why you don't remember.
I mean, it was 7 years ago.
7 years
but,
ago.
But hold on, time out. Let me ask you this. Who's been recently to the playoff, the Dolphins or the Raiders?
The Dolphins just made the playoffs.
The Dolphins were just in the playoffs.
Shut up, Vlad. Go back to New York.
Who's the Tua hater now?
Okay, right. Dolphins were in. Who was their quarterback? Skylar Thompson. Yeah. So
listen,
you're telling me if
reason,
you didn't have Derek,
reason
let me
the
ask you this.
Made the playoffs me, this year is because of Tua.
That's a good point.
And the way that he played,
yeah.
man. Let's not
yeah.
get that twisted,
no, you didn't.
Okay?
No, stop it.
No, you
didn't get in the playoff because of what? The last six games? Because of Tua? Because Tua was playing like crap. All I know is this. If Derek Carr was your quarterback, you beat Buffalo.
Derek Carr is 63-79 in his
you
career.
You beat Buffalo.
Whoa.
You beat Buffalo.
What?
You beat Buffalo
if
with
what?
Derek Carr in this postseason.
We beat Buffalo with Tua in the regular season.
You didn't have Tua. Let's get this thing.
In the regular season, we beat.
You didn't have Tua. You didn't have Tua again in the last.
I feel like I'm getting trolled here.
I think Derek Carr is a better quarterback than Tua Tagovailoa. That's what I'm saying.
It. I just don't, I feel like, again, I feel like I'm getting trolled. He's 63-79 in his career.
Well, and also, how old is he now?
He's 32.
32. I guess in quarterback years, that's not as old as it used to be. But still, it's like, I mean, if a lot of things,
strange, man.
A lot of things are comparable, I'd probably roll the dice with the 23-24-year-old guy over the 32-year-old.
I'll go with the 32-year-old guy who hasn't had, you know, concussion problems.
He has had injury issues, though.
He has, but he doesn't have concussion problems. One guy has injuries and concussion problems.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't like what you're saying here this morning, Vlad. I'm not a fan of it. 63-79. I didn't even realize he was that far under 500 for his
the
career.
The Raiders are bad, folks. Like,
oh, don't do that, man.
I can't do that because he's been the only good.
That's ridiculous.
Listen, that is a crappy organization, okay? That is a crappy organization that last season in 2021 had a month of the ages.
You know what? I'm coming around on this. I'm looking through the Derek Carr. Derek Carr had four straight years with over 4,000 passing yards in 2021, which was only, what, two seasons ago, had 4,800 passing yards.
Okay, wait a second.
Yeah.
So,
imagine what he could do with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
Yeah, wait,
we're getting
40,
to the bottom of this.
Time out. Wait, he had 4,800 yards?
4,800 yards in 2021.
Oh, okay. And
you
that was
out of your
and
mind.
And that was without, like, what? Without a Davante Adams or a Tyreek Hill or a Jalen Waddle?
4,800 yards, zero concussions.
Yeah, and a 4,800 yards on an organization that had a head coach that got fired. Wide receiver.
Two winning seasons with him, Vlad. Two. They had one in the COVID year, 10-7.
They've had three winning seasons with that man.
No, that's not correct. They had a 12-4, which I think is the one you're talking about in 2016. They had that one good year.
So what was the COVID?
They lost in the wild card.
He was hurt. He got hurt.
Lost in the wild card twice in his tenure as the Raiders quarterback. So he hasn't won a playoff game.
He's only played one playoff game.
And they have two seasons where they have a winning record. So what the hell are you talking about? They were 6-11 last year. They were 8-8, 7-9, 4-12, 6-10, 7-9, 3-13. I mean,
how about Tua in a fourth round pick?
I don't know what you're talking about here.
Not a second.
What are you talking about? Yeah, I would do it. And plus, no, he didn't. He's only played one playoff game because he got hurt.
Carr has been to three Pro Bowls. Someone says, great, awesome.
Well,
get this misinformed New York dope off the air.
Tua got invited.
How dare you?
Tua got invited. He can't even play. Football Pro Bowl.
He can't even play.
He can't play because he's king.
And they're not even playing.
He's still in the protocol.
Come on, Derek Carr would do wonders for you.
I'll take Derek Carr. And this is just me. I would roll with Tua over Derek Carr all day long. I would roll the dice on the Tua thing because I don't think Derek Carr is getting you anywhere.
I think the ideal situation would be not Derek Carr. But if you could get somebody like Rodgers or Brady, and then within the next couple of years, you try to find the next young guy to be a better – because I don't know, 32-year-old Derek Carr who hasn't won anything to me
what
is not
would you
a
do with
so, Donald,
Tua,
you're telling me you want a old 40 – either the old 39 or, yeah. And, or 45-year-old Tom Brady, or you want a 24-year-old concussion-prone quarterback, or you have the guy in the middle who's – not concussion,
I don't
bro.
Want the guy in the middle because I feel like the guy in the middle is purgatory. Like I would rather roll with 24-year-old Tua than, you know, Derek Carr, who's entering the back nine and hasn't really accomplished anything outside of putting up some numbers. Or I would want to get somebody who's obviously elite at this point, like an Aaron Rodgers, who I still believe is elite. Brady, you know, maybe.
So you don't think he's in his back nine?
Well, it's obviously his back nine, but that's the point. You're already planning on drafting the next guy, and maybe you have a different GM drafting that next guy.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
You guys are unbelievable. Yeah, y'all some Tua lovers. Go ahead. Ride with it. You know what? Ride with it. Ride that wave.
Why don't you figure out the Jets situation?
My situation is good. My city is good. Your situation, not so good.
Situation's fine. Tua's going to heal. He'll leave the protocol eventually.
Get him in one of the Wes Welker helmets.
You know your man.
Exactly. He does need the thicker helmet.
Yeah,
the Kenny Pickett helmet.
You know that concussion. Yeah. That concussion was 5 weeks ago.
Sure.
He doesn't want to play in the Pro Bowl, bro. No one wants to play in the
Pro
Bowl.
He can't play. If the Pro Bowl was a game, he wouldn't be able to play.
To be fair, the fact that they're in the offseason, maybe he's not following up on the protocol. Like, he might have to actually, like, show up to consciously go through a step in the protocol, and he hasn't done that because it's the offseason.
Look what you've done here, to us, Vlad. The 954 guy says, this is the worst morning group ever. Please never have that New Yorker on in the morning.
Whoa!
Look what you've done to us, Vlad. This guy says we're the worst group
ever. And they're listening.
Ever.
And they're listening. And they're texting.
This guy's phone number shows up. Why don't you call him and apologize, okay? All right. We're done with Derek Carr. We're not signing Derek Carr. We're not trading for Derek Carr. We're going to roll with Tua, and it's been decided.
And as somebody in the 954 points out, Tua is still in his rookie contract.
Yeah, so it's been decided.
As long as you can keep riding that out for another year, 2 years, if you give him the extension.
You're going to give him an extension?
I wouldn't.
Listen, you know what? This thing has gotten too feisty here. We're going to talk to Eric Reed when we come back, all right? Eric Reed will calmly, collectively talk some Heat basketball. We like Eric Reed. This has been what a mess here. What a mess, this Derek Carr thing.
Everybody hating on Derek Carr. Go ahead.
Chaos.
I just don't think he's that good, man.
I feel so bad for Derek Carr if he's on the Odyssey app right now and he's like, oh, let me see what they're talking about in my – oh, my God, they hate me down there, except for that New Yorker loves me.
I like this text. We have no choice but to listen, moron. We like Donald and Holly.
Wow.
There you go.
So you're still going to have to listen to me, dumbass.
Listen, I like having a little New York perspective on here. I don't find people from New York to be particularly friendly, and I think Vlad is a good example of a New Yorker, so it's good to have him on here. And I like that he thinks his situation in New York is good. I dig that about him. Like, he knows it's a mess. He was at that game at the end of the season. He saw the dumpster fire that is the New York Jets. Like, he knows.
Fair,
but he's just so arrogant because people from New York are incredibly arrogant.
No,
he just doesn't want to accept reality.
I'm realistic. Your quarterback
you're very realistic sitting here. Oh, Rodgers is coming.
I did say your quarterback is a very good quarterback, right? Tua is a very good quarterback. Just can't stay healthy.
All right, we need a breather from you. Actually, Eric Reed's a New Yorker too, right?
And he's a Jet fan. Right. Let's go.
Eric Reed is a Jet fan.
No.
We'll ask Eric.
Yeah,
Reed.
Dumbasses.
Right. We'll
Let's
get Eric
go.
Reed's take on this. All right, we'll talk to E. Reed when we come back.
Gross.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Push it to the limit. Port of Miami.
Welcome back to the Joe Rose Show. Hollywood and Dono in for Joe here this morning. Let's head right out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We welcome in our friend from Bally Sports, Eric Reed, will be on the call tonight for Heat and Cavs. Eric, thank you for the time. As always, appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. Joe let you guys take the car out without him, huh?
Huge mistake on his part, Eric.
Yeah, it's been ugly so far, but we're happy to have you, Eric, here. Hopefully you can help us out and clean this thing up here. We've been going through a lot of Jets talk. We got Vlad back there.
16 degree. I'm sorry, go on.
No, we've been talking Jets football here this morning because Vlad back there is a New Yorker. He's trying to figure out the quarterback situation, so maybe you could help us with that at some point during this interview here, who the starting quarterback for the Jets is going to be next season.
Anybody other than Zach Wilson would be fine with me.
There you go. That settles it. So, Eric, you're in Cleveland here as the Heat gets set for this one. The Cavs have been a great story this season. Before we jump into the Heat here, they get a tough matchup here in this Cleveland Cavaliers team.
Yeah, you know, it's a matchup of the top two defensive teams in the NBA in terms of points allowed. Cavaliers give up just under 107. Miami gives up just over 108, so it should be fiercely contested. Now, this is the second matchup that Miami's had with the Cavaliers. They've both been in Cleveland. The first one was back in late November, and it turned out to be the worst loss margin-wise of the season, lost by 26. But I just want to remind everybody, the Heat were without Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, and Victor Oladipo in that matchup. Listen, it was a bad way to start the road trip, you know, Sunday afternoon, losing to a Charlotte team that is not very good, and the Heat defense was also not very good in that game. But this team comes off, I think, a really important film session that they had with their coaching staff yesterday, and I think they came out of that with, you know, at this point, you know, right? But I think an even more clear understanding that the only path to victory and to playoff success is, you know, on the defensive end. And if, you know, the Heat have already established themselves as one of the most disruptive defensive teams in the league. That, you know, they're second in steals, they're two or three in forced turnovers. And for a team that's still at the bottom of the heap in scoring in the league, Miami's last in the league in scoring, they need points off turnovers. They need their defense to help the offense as much as any team in the league does, because Miami just can't get into, you know, a shootout and prevail on most nights. So I think the rest of this trip, you know, the level goes up competitive-wise. You know, three really good teams in Cleveland, New York, and Milwaukee all on the road. But I think we're going to get three really good games beginning with the game tonight.
And, Eric, for as tough as Sunday was against Charlotte, big picture recently, the Heat have been trending upwards, and the team has also been getting healthier. So how important is that going to be for the next couple of months? And I'm sure that, you know, things can happen and maintenance games are going to happen between now and the postseason. But, you know, to keep this nucleus healthy together, because, you know, really that preferred starting lineup has not played with each other a whole lot. So how big is that going to be the rest of the way?
Well, it's really important. I mean, you know, we haven't had that continuity, you know, and the Heat's not alone with that. I think, you know, it's sort of an epidemic in the league. You know, a lot of missed games by all kinds of players, the most important ones to, you know, through the roster. So continuity, having your best players available is obviously important. Keeping Jimmy Butler and Bam healthy of paramount importance. You know, I think, you know, Jimmy's missed his share of games this year, you know, but then again, so is Kevin Durant, and he got voted onto the All-Star team. So I think if you study what Jimmy has done in the games he has played, it's one of his best seasons that he's ever had. You know, career high in steals per game, career high in field goal percentage, one of his highest scoring seasons at 22 points a game. You know, he's leading the league in steals right now at over two a game. He's the tip of the spear defensively. You know, him and Bam are tone setters. But what I think has been interesting, guys, lately is, you know, last year the three-point shot was such a strength for Miami, number one in the league in three-point percentage. This year they have really, really struggled. And you know, in Bam and Jimmy, you know, two of your three most dynamic scorers, they're two-point getters, not threes. So I don't – personally, I don't care about that. I, you know, when you add it up, as long as you have enough points to win at the end of the game, but the one game you can't continually lose is getting out three night after night, because it mathematically is just hard to overcome that.
Eric Reed here with us on QAM, Heat and Cavs tonight at 7 o'clock. You know, Eric, Bam, I feel like sometimes doesn't get the credit that he deserves. He's been spectacular this season. He has improved his offensive game. I mean, it really seems like, you know, from the outside looking in, that he put in a ton of work, especially on the offensive side of the ball here. Defensively, he's always been an elite player. But I don't know, Eric. I feel like he doesn't get the credit that he deserves sometimes.
I think he does locally, Hollywood, not nationally, but I agree with you. You know, I nobody's mentioning this. I saw social media for the Heat, picked up on it this morning. He should be in the running for most improved player in the league. He's always been a force defensively, but when you add him now as a solid 20-point per game guy, so I think this is what we're going to see from Bam the rest of his career: 20-10 and 3 assists and, you know, a guy that guards everybody on the defensive end. I personally, listen, his offense, it's not where he shoots from. It's how many shots he's going to get. And I think he's become, you know, if not the focal point, certainly one of them. Get the ball to Bam in the painted area, whether it's right under the rim or at that dotted line where he's terrific, or inside the foul line. He scores everywhere in there. He's the top paint point getter in the NBA this year. And, you know, that work he put in the offseason, don't think he rests during the season. He is meticulous in the way he prepares and warms up. All those shots you see him make in games, he's working on every single day with assistant coach Malik Allen and on his own. So, to me, he's worth his weight in gold, guys, because when you have a star player, and he's still young, in his mid-20s, who really is mostly concerned, you know, about winning, and does anything he can do to help his team win, and is coachable, and is intelligent, and is a great person. I'm telling you, every franchise wishes they had somebody like Bam Adebayo. The Heat very fortunate to have drafted him. One of the best mid-round, first-round picks they've ever made.
Yeah, I saw some good news this week on the injury front for Omer Yurtseven, reportedly cleared for high-impact work. You know, I'm sure that they're going to take his time working his way back, Eric, but is there anything you can tell us about the timetable? And also, you know, it's been a while since we've seen Yurt on the court. What can he add to this mix?
Well, I think he could add a lot. No, I really do. I mean, when the Heat went to training camp in the Bahamas this year, you know, there was a strong sentiment that he would be the guy that opened up in that front court alongside Bam Adebayo. Remember, that four spot was vacant, you know, when P.J. Tucker left, and, you know, Caleb Martin ended up winning it, but Yurt would have given him strong competition and would have given the coaching staff another option and set of choices, you know, for a bigger lineup. And, you know, listen, we got Cleveland coming up next. They got Evan Mobley and Jared Allen. You know, the Knicks, when Mitchell Robinson was healthy, they got a 7-foot center in Robinson and a big, burly, strong forward in Julius Randle. There are plenty of teams that, you know, are big up front. Milwaukee, Giannis and Lopez. So you need bigs. And even though the league has gone more to stretch fours, you know, I think in some ways it's reverting back the other way, where you need to have at least two bigs that you could put on the court at the same time. And Yurtseven, I think, can do that. I think he could give you, you know, that Kelly Olynyk type effect next to Bam. He's got good range on his jump shot. He could really help the Heat on the glass. I think we all saw last year that he's sort of a natural and instinctive rebounder. And I'm looking forward to his return. When that will be, I don't know. You know, the initial prognosis was after the All-Star break. And I think that's accurate, whether it's right after or early in the month of March. That remains to be seen. But if you can get that kid back healthy and productive, you know, the Heat would be that much deeper and better for it.
Eric, you mentioned the Knicks, and Miami gets the Knicks coming up here later this week. Do you feel like that's a rivalry still? We were kind of talking about that Heat-Knicks thing. And to me, it kind of feels like it's Heat-Celtics now, like the Celtics would be the Heat's top rival, but you've been around it so long. Can that Heat-Knicks thing, can it get rekindled here now that the Knicks are over 500 for the first time in like 20 years? Like, is that possible?
It is probable, is what I would say. But Hollywood, I think you're right in the sense that right now, you know, the current rivalry is Miami and Boston. You know, meeting two of the last 3 years in the conference finals will fan the flame of a rivalry. So the Heat-Knicks thing is sort of like a history lesson for the younger Heat fan. Those two teams met 4 straight years in the playoffs when Pat Riley, you know, brought South Florida, our first contending NBA teams. And I think we'll always feel that sense of what could have been. Those teams led by Alonzo Mourning and Tim Hardaway, P.J. Brown, and Mashburn, of a Sean Leonard, really gutty, gritty, hard-nosed teams that never got a chance to play for a championship. And why didn't they get that chance? Because in 3 of those 4 series, got beat by the Knicks, lost the deciding game in Miami in all 3 of those series. The only series Miami won was in 97 when they advanced to the conference finals for the first time in our franchise history. So it's an old rivalry. It's about to be rekindled because there's only one game separating Miami and New York. And, you know, they're both going for that number 6 seed right now. And I think at the minimum, that's what everybody wants. That's what Miami and New York both want, at least number 6, because that guarantees you you're in the playoffs. 7 through 10, you got to go into that crazy play-in round where you may or may not make it to the playoffs. So we still have 4 games left between Miami and New York. The first one is Thursday night at Madison Square Garden. To me, if you're an NBA fan, that is must-see viewing. I think those 4 games are all going to feel like playoff games. They're all going to be meaningful, and I do believe it will rekindle that Heat-Knicks rivalry.
And that rivalry, Eric, that walk down memory lane, it's a welcome one for me because those series are, even though the Heat unfortunately didn't come up on the winning end of most of them, those series really made me a basketball fan because at that time I was, you know, football and soccer guy, and that just made me more of a basketball fan. And for you, obviously, you've had a chance to call 3 championships, so I don't know if it compares to that, but I'm guessing that that era of Heat-Knicks must have been some of the most fun you've had as a broadcaster.
Absolutely. Listen, I grew up in the New York area. My first life in the NBA was as a kid going to Knick games with my dad. I was at the Garden when the Knicks won their first championship, that famous game where Willis Reed came out of the tunnel against the Lakers in the 69-70 season, scored the first 2 baskets, didn't score again, and you know, got to see the Knicks win their first of only two NBA championships. So to relive that, always special going back to the Garden. But those series, those games were so intense. And I think they, you know, in 97 when the Heat won, listen, it was so memorable. The P.J. Brown, Charlie Ward incident, the Heat down 3-2 and going to New York in a must-win game 6 without P.J. Brown, who got suspended. And Ike Austin ends up, you know, making big plays. Zoe hits a 3 near the end of the game. I mean, one of the great road playoff victories in Heat history, led them to a game 7 win at home. But those other 3 series that would follow, I mean, there's not a Heat fan that's old enough that doesn't remember exactly where they were and how they felt when Allen Houston's shot went in to beat us at Miami Arena, or when you know, Clarence Weatherspoon got his shot blocked, at the American Airlines Arena in a game 7 loss in 2000. So joy in the victory and utter agony and pain in those 3 elimination defeats. It's a part of Heat history, and I think an important part, guys, when you consider the usual path to winning a championship includes getting your heart broken several times in the playoffs before you break through.
That's great, Eric. What a great, you know, trip down memory lane there, man. I was at that game, that Weatherspoon game.
Oh, no way.
Game 7. Yeah, those were fun, man. Those were really fun. I loved those teams, by the way. Those teams were so lovable, weren't they, Eric? I mean, just all the characters on those teams were so easy to root for.
Yeah, you know what we need? We need a little of that 96-97 road warrior mentality. Mm-hmm. We need a lot of that defense against a really good Cleveland team tonight. And just get back to the basic principles of what's made the Heat different and special for all these years that Pat Riley's been running the show.
It's a great matchup tonight, Eric. Cleveland and Miami. You can catch that, of course, on Bally Sports down here in South Florida. Eric Reed will be on the call. Eric, thank you for the time. Really appreciate it.
All right, let's put a little roadblock in front of Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland, get a road win, and move on to the big city. Guys, thanks for having us on, and say hello to Joe for me.
Will do. Thanks, all right, Eric Reed, of course, a great friend of the show here, kind enough to join us here this morning as the Heat gets set to take on the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight. Didn't think we'd be saying that, Dono. The Cleveland Cavaliers at 10 games over 500. Very impressive young team here as they have some nice pieces out there. This will be a very entertaining game. The Heat are right behind them at 28-23, so should be a lot of fun here this evening. Also, if you are interested, you can catch the game right here on WQAM as well. Jason Jackson will have the call. Solana will have your pregame festivities as well. All right, we got more to get to here. Ross Tucker is going to join us. We're going to talk some NFL with Ross. Joe Zagacki will stop by. We'll talk some Canes with him as Miami Hurricanes basketball, they get back on the court tonight. They're in town here. They'll be playing at the Watsco Center here this evening against Virginia Tech. So plenty more to come here on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WQAM. Hey, welcome back. Hollywood, Dono, and Vlad in for Joe here this morning. Hope everyone is having a great start to your Tuesday. Thank you to Eric Reed for stopping by. Heat and Cavs tonight. Canes and Virginia Tech tonight. So good hoops night here.
It's a great hoops night.
Yeah, it is a good hoops night here in South Florida.
Two-screen experience for me tonight.
It is a double screener. I'll be down at the Watsco Center with Joe Z, who's going to join us coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll talk some NFL with Ross Tucker coming up at 9 o'clock as well. Well, the fallout from those two games over the weekend here. So in the first game, you got Brock Purdy, who is a shoulder injury, a serious one. Nonetheless, here Dono and might require surgery. I know they're looking to look into that. So we will see. We will see with Brock Purdy. Now they said, by the way, that if he needs a surgery on the elbow, is UCL in the elbow. It's keep him out for 6 months.
Yeah, which is tough months. Because like he would be ready for. I think he'd miss most of the offseason stuff, which that's what makes the timing so horrible. Is mm-hmm. because if he could do the offseason stuff, like they could kind of get a better idea. Like, hey, is he maybe our guy at least for the next couple of years? But now, if he's not going to even be ready until training camp, then that's tough.
That's a nasty situation.
Yeah, they got a weird deal because Trey Lance coming off an injury too. Yeah. So just I don't know what they do with him. I know they like Brock Purdy, right? They basically have said that he's their guy moving forward here, but
He was two wins, I guess, away from being the 0-1 Tom Brady, because that's kind of how Brady got it. Remember with the Patriots that first year?
So many Brady comparisons, by the way, with this guy, man.
Yeah, he may get replaced by Brady.
Yeah, he may very well. So we'll see, man. The 49ers might enter training camp with like 8 quarterbacks over there. They'll have a competition, see if Brady can still throw. I have a tough time seeing Brady, who has just been shopping around at schools down here. He's getting his house built down here in Miami. I have a tough time seeing him going to San Francisco.
I mean, he does have roots there.
He seems like he's setting up camp down here.
He might go to San Fran for family reasons. His parents still live in that area. His mom has been sick for years.
But it's not like he's got the wife to worry about
anymore. His family lives down here now. I don't know. To me, it just seems like a stretch. And if I were Brady at this point, I would have retired probably a year ago.
Yeah.
But
He might still be married if he'd retired a year ago.
That's very true. Now, I don't. His new girlfriend is pretty good looking, so I don't know. He hasn't lost that battle too badly yet.
That's
Donald,
a battle he's never going to lose.
No. Brady will be he'll be okay. But yeah, I don't know, man. It seems like a long commute to get from down here to see his kids, to get to San Francisco to play games. So, and we know the commitment that Brady puts in. I don't see the Dolphins being in on this thing. I know Schefter said that they're not even going to go after him. I don't know.
Do you think
Brady saying he wants to play for the Dolphins?
Well,
I don't know.
Well, and I know that I know that people will, of course, make it about like Tua, that they're not going to go after him because Tua is the guy. But does it look a little weird to go after the guy that you lost a draft pick for tampering for a few years ago?
No. If you're going to lose it, you might as well get it. You might as well get that man.
Yeah. That's a fair point.
And by the way, I don't blame Stephen Ross for trying.
I don't blame him either.
I mean, you might got to be a little sneakier next time.
Well, no, I think that sort of thing happens all the time, but just the Flores thing, Flores was desperate to get them in trouble, so, you know, he snitched.
Flores still has a lawsuit pending against the Dolphins, if I'm not mistaken, right? Like, he's still, like, actively suing them at the moment?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean? What's the for?
Do you want him back too?
It's what?
Do you want him back?
Is that what you're saying?
Flores? Yeah. No.
As defensive coordinator?
I don't want Flores back. I wanted Vic Fangio, who I guess is coming, is not coming.
He's not
waiting
a fan of the Fins.
Yeah, we need to find out. We need a final report, right?
I think Fangio's coming.
Yeah, I think he's coming. There's been a lot of reports that he is coming.
San
Francisco? Vlad goes down the rabbit hole on Twitter and into the deep dark web and finds the people that say that he's not coming. So
there's one guy, and it's Michael Silver,
who's very closely associated with the San Francisco 49ers,
and also hates Stephen Ross.
I mean, that's many people, but you know, he's also closely associated with the 49ers. And I'm just saying, if you're
the thing is like okay, but if I read the Silver thing correctly, like. Silver didn't actually say he's not coming to Miami. He just emphasized that, like, Fangio told him, like, basically the deal's not signed. Like, that's all. So he may have literally asked Fangio, hey, have you literally signed the contract yet? And he said, well, no, I haven't signed it
Well, this
yet.
Is from Florio about 16 hours ago. He says, I'm Vic Fangio's status with the Dolphins. This isn't a battle of reporters with unnamed sources. Fangio himself has told at least two reporters that the deal isn't done.
Okay, so it was more than just Silver.
Okay. Then. I don't know.
Yeah, look at that. So everybody's starting to rip Michael Silver because he's got beef with Stephen Ross, but he's reporting accurate information.
But it would seem to me that the guys down here at least are getting their information from an agent, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That would seem to me. Here we go, 754 on the text machine. Again, Woody, totally clueless. Giselle is the primary caregiver. Tom is not cooking dinner. He's not there most of the time. He's nearing billionaire status in a few years. He can fly private and be in Miami from San Francisco anytime.
It is true.
Anytime, yeah.
He's not flying Spirit.
Yeah, but that's how it works, man. Yeah, he's going to commute in a private jet to go back and forth, right? Because he's not the primary caregiver. What on earth? By the way, I'm guessing that Giselle doesn't do all that stuff, cooking dinner and all that other stuff, too. I feel like they probably have a little help around the house.
Did she cook that Brazilian cheesy bread? Have you ever had that?
No, never had that.
Oh, my God.
Oh. She's cooking up with a Brazilian fitness guy. That's what I
hear. Oh, yeah, that's right. I heard about
she
that.
Is.
He's a jiu-jitsu guy, isn't he? No, she's hooking up with a black belt.
But let's think about it. Can she really upgrade from Brady?
I know. I think he is Tom Brady the greatest catch?
For her?
No. For anybody.
Doesn't she make more money than he does?
Right.
Like
but
a lot more?
Okay, cool. But like.
Your husband is the coolest dude on the planet.
Your husband was the great.
I think he might be the single most eligible bachelor in the world right
Understand
now.
Understand this, guys. Your husband is the best at his position, which
well,
is
not
the
anymore.
Best
your
of
husband,
all t- greatest.
Your
of all time.
Husband
she
is
could,
considered.
She could go out with Mahomes.
He's married. Your husband is considered the greatest at his position
ever. To ever.
Ever. What man can she bring to be like? Hi, this is Raul. He's what, the 16th greatest whatever? No, you can't do that. You're going from the greatest
to
Hollywood.
You're not. Oh, thank you. Thank you for throwing me in there.
I'm just saying.
Okay, but
So what you're saying is that Brady is the coolest dude on the
I'm
planet.
I'm not saying
he can't
he's the Brady.
Better
I'm just saying when in a divorce, you're trying to always upgrade, right? Like you're always trying to do better, right?
The new guy could kick Tom Brady's ass.
Absolutely.
That's true.
He can. But would he be the greatest ass kicker of all time?
No.
Exactly. She's not upgraded.
that's Vlad, by the way. If you're just meeting Vlad, because everyone, by the way, we basically every text that's come in here this morning is trying to rework the show here, and Vlad just has a snarky reply for all of them. I do appreciate that, Vlad. So everyone's trying to figure out who should be on the show when Joe is out. But, you know,
I love how this one says, Joe, never retire. Getting Finn's fans trolled was not on my schedule this AM.
That's Vladdy who's trolling them. No one's trying to troll any Finn's fans. We're going to roll with Tua. We're not going with Derek Carr. We're not going with Brady.
Probably not going with Brady.
Not going with Brady. That's it. We're going with Tua. And we're going to pray that he doesn't fall backwards on his head anymore.
I mean, that's it.
That's it.
And assuming Fangio comes, I think you're going to see
a
tangible improvement on the defense because he's one of the more decorated defensive coordinators of a generation. Like Vic Fangio is very good at what he does.
Very good.
He's very good. And the coordination, I know that people can nitpick maybe certain head coaching situations with McDaniel. He was very poor at winning challenges. He didn't win a coach's challenge till the last game of the season last year. So, you know, some of the situational play calling, but you cannot question Mike McDaniel as a play designer. And overall, I do think he is a very good play caller despite some hiccups last year. So the offense is going to be in great shape if Tua can stay healthy. And I think the defense is going to be in better shape because of the coaching next year. So, yeah, I'm pretty bullish as a Miami Dolphins fan. I am. Like, I'm worried about Tua's concussions, but I feel like the Dolphins are going to be tangibly better next season.
I hope Vic is your defensive coordinator because I know one player that would be very, very happy that he's the defensive coordinator. And you spent a lot to get that.
Bradley
man.
Chubb.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and listen, I am a huge, huge Mike McDaniel fan. I think the job that he did in year one was pretty good, especially what he did with Tua.
Yeah.
You know, that alone.
I mean, he's like, right? A psychologist and a head coach put into one, because so much of what Mike McDaniel did was basically like to convince Tua, I don't think you suck. Like, I know the previous coach thought you sucked, and you probably lost a lot of confidence because of that. Like, I think it's a very important part of Mike McDaniel's job to make his players feel empowered, and I think he did an effective job of that.
Well, we got to hit a break here. Ross Tucker is going to join us when we come back. We'll talk Championship Sunday with him, preview the Super Bowl, and, of course, we'll ask him all your Dolphins questions. We'll ask him what he thinks about Derek Carr as well. That is coming up here in the 9 o'clock hour on QAM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.